This is undignified. I tell you, undignified. Somebody do something.
We're trying, Vicky, but there's nothing to keep us in the air.
The ground's coming up awfully fast.
Not to mention all the London buildings.
I am the Queen of England. I won't stand for this nonsense.
Unfortunately, gravity listens to no one. Not even you, Vicky. Sir Isaac Newton has a bump on his head to prove it.
This is unacceptable.
And your lot gave him a knighthood.
I estimate impact in 5 seconds. 4, 3.
Really, Mr. Watkins, I must ask you to refrain from addressing me as Vicky. What do you think I am, a goldfish?
I'm just used to calling people by their real names, that's all.
Who cares what we call each other at this most moving moment? It is quite evident that we have survived. Do you not see?
Right, we're no longer moving, and that's got to be due to... Blimey, you're right. We made it. We survived the impact.
Goodness gracious, such marvellous news. Thank heaven. The Empire and myself remain intact.
And most of the airship too, as far as I can tell.
Where is the captain? Oh, captain, what happened?
Ooh. He's coming round.
Are you all right, sir?
Oh, yes, thank you. I seem to be fine. Just a little...
Oh, you'll feel that one in the morning, poor fellow.
Indeed, thank you. Now, what I'd like to know is, why was my estimate so wrong?
Because we never struck ground here. We crashed onto the top of a tall building. Look, we're still high up. I see. Yes, our impact was cushioned by this... It looks like a very large dome-shaped roof, which absorbed our downward momentum most brilliantly. Unfortunately, our impact has ruined it completely. In services rendered to life and death matters concerning the crown, sacrifices must be made, occasionally resulting in collateral damage. It's regrettable, but there it is. Now, what building is it, do you think?
Your Majesty, it is, in point of fact, St. Paul's Cathedral.
Queen Vic and the Valvemen, a steampunk adventure in 4 parts. Part 2, a deadly complication.
Is it really St. Paul's Cathedral? My word! I have to say the establishment has come to good use for once.
It's going to come to a rather large bill of repair for the crown.
Nonsense! I'm not paying for any repairs due to this accidental incident. Incidental accident! In fact... Since you bring that up, I've a good mind to pop down into the cathedral right now and leave an explanatory note in the vestry for the Archbishop.
I beg your pardon, what, now?
Yes, now, open the hatch, Banerjee. I'm disembarking.
But, Your Majesty, we're up on the roof. What's left of it?
Exactly. I shall make my way down to explain in clear writing that the cathedral was struck by a bolt of lightning by Almighty God.
Lightning bolt? But Your Majesty, surely, you can't... Why ever would the Almighty strike St. Paul's with lightning?
Well, for one thing, to remind the Archbishop who's in charge, and that he can jolly well repair the dome himself, proud, self-righteous, whiskey-drenched windbag that he is. He can sell off a chapel or two in Scotland. That ought to pay for it.
You're not a frequent churchgoer, are you, Your Majesty?
The agony that man puts me through, just the sheer unmitigated effort of staying awake during his incessant ramblings, blah, 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 makes one positively lethargic.
Could it be so, Your Majesty, that you're upset because he, as head of the church, is also, in effect, head of the reigning monarch? In other words, you, Your Majesty?
How dare you utter such codswallop and poppycock! No man is head of this queen, especially not one with a penchant for setting his handbag on fire, swings it around he does, mumbling, filling the air with smoke. Why doesn't he fumigate the place when it's empty? I tell you, he's a pompous ignoramus, and that's Latin for overpaid nincompoop.
All right, I see Your Majesty's mind is made up. Let's see, if you look over the roof, you see that large crack? That should take you to the staircase, which will take you all the way down. Please do watch your step as you go. Here, take this lamp.
Thank you, Captain, for your understanding. It shall not go unrewarded. Like I suspected, Captain, we have suffered a broken crankshaft leading to the starboard propeller. A piece must have flown off and struck the balloon, tearing a hole in it.
Can you fix it?
Bill is repairing the leak now, sir. I have pressurized spare helium on board, enough to get us airborne again. But we must return to base for a new crankshaft.
Okay. But once in the air, we can return to Windsor, even with just the one propeller, right?
Yes, sir. We can be on our way as soon as the helium is replenished, but we will fly at a lower altitude.
Understood. Good thing it's nighttime. Oh, we have a small visitor. And a curious one, I see. He must be wondering what on earth we've done to his roof.
Indeed, sir. The poor bird is confused. His home doesn't look like he remembered it, and he doesn't know where to land. Stretch out your hand, sir.
Come on, birdie, I won't hurt you. There we go. Hello, little friend. You're safe with us, okay? See that, Benergy? The paper around the leg? It's a carrier pigeon.
So it is. Perhaps we should take the message, sir, and relay it to its destination. The bird has understandably lost its bearings.
Yes, perhaps you're right. All right, little fellow. I'm going to relieve you of your correspondence. There we are. It's written in calligraphy style. Who does that anymore except Germans? Makes it that much harder to read.
A traditionalist, quite obviously, who values the old.
It does have a certain grace, I suppose. Look, it's undersigned by someone calling themselves the Baron.
Has a definite ring of importance, sir, and sounds very suspiciously German.
It is written in English, though. Let's see. Dear Mr. Smith, I am glad to hear that the final phase of the organ modifications are completed. At dawn on the 10th of this month, its true purpose shall be demonstrated, and England will be rescued. And that voluptuous specimen of womanhood, Queen Victoria herself, shall be mine. Sincerely, the Baron. Great Scott, Banerjee! What is the meaning of this?
The message is most enigmatic, sir. Heaven have mercy! Oh, what a climb that is! I am royally fatigued. Such a never-ending multitude of steps. Who's the architect? I'll have his head. Goodness gracious me!
Glad to see you are safely back, Your Majesty. Mission accomplished? Managed a successful descent into the bowels of the cathedral?
Indeed I did, Captain. All potential blame has been rerouted heavenwards in writing.
A tactic frequently employed by insurance companies.
It works especially well in India, with so many gods to blame.
Right then, in Your Majesty's brief absence, we have made necessary repairs to allow us to...
Yes, look at what I found down in the vestry, Captain. A half-empty bottle of fine scotch. The nerve of the man. I told you he was useless.
Well, he appears to show good taste in at least one limited sphere.
Not quite the one for which I pay him, wouldn't you say? Now tell me, how are we coming along up here?
I was about to say, we are ready to attempt liftoff.
Very good.
Indeed.
Temporary repairs are completed, and we are ready to return to base. You have permission to cast off. Ah, we have a little passenger.
Just a stray carrier pigeon, Your Majesty. Nothing to worry about.
Very well. Do we have any glasses on board? I think our maiden voyage, despite this minor incident, deserves celebration.
Banerjee, you heard Her Majesty. Glasses, please. We shall toast the first flight of our airship.
In just a moment, sir. Let me get us airborne first. Carrier pigeon, you say? Did it carry a message?
Just a small note of no significance to us. I believe it was addressed to the organist here at St. Paul's Cathedral, funnily enough, mentioning modifications.
Is that so? No doubt modifications to a piece of rumbustious music. What shall we call him?
The organist, Your Majesty.
The pigeon!
Ah.
I know. Let's call him Stanley. Come here, Stanley. Sit on my shoulder. Yes, there's a fine fellow.
Stanley the carrier pigeon. Very good. Well, Stanley will be pleased to have his house back, I'm sure, and his job as soon as we lift off.
Certainly not. Don't you see? He likes me. I shall adopt him.
I beg your pardon, ma'am. What on earth do you want with a pigeon?
What do you think, Captain? I cannot emphasize enough the value of efficient communication in the running of my empire. It will become especially important to us, our Special Operations Force.
I see. And carrier pigeons, being small, silent, near impossible to trace or detect, could be ideal for the movement of delicate information.
Exactly.
That is good thinking, ma'am. I like it.
Why don't we give Stanley a trial run right now? Let him take a message to Buckingham Palace telling Farnsworth to prepare a light supper for my return.
A formidable challenge, Your Majesty, considering he probably doesn't know where Buckingham Palace is.
Of course he does. Everybody does. Even the London sparrows know. Just ask the Royal Guards. Their dry cleaning bill is astronomical.
Stand by for takeoff. Please hold on in case of jolts as we separate from the roof.
Here goes jolts.
And a right royal swig.
Oh, the Archbishop does have taste. Blast the man.
We are free of the roof and rising to altitude.
Stanley, listen to me. I am the Queen, and as of now, you work for me. Do you understand? Buckingham Palace is in... what direction is it?
Due west-southwest, ma'am. Heading 250. That direction.
Hear that, Stanley? Heading 250. You can't miss the jolly place, I promise you. Good boy. You will take a note to my man, Farnsworth. He's in the east wing. Looks close to 100. Wears tails. Can't miss him either. Might have to wake him up, though. Just peck softly on his big nose.
Just feast your eyes on that. London at night. Beautiful. All those flickering gas lights on street corners. People strolling. Laughter and lights in pub windows. Wish I was sitting in one of them.
Indeed, Mr. Watkins. She is a beauty to behold from above. Our capital, the jewel of my crown.
Pardon me, Your Majesty, but India is the jewel of your crown.
I say, what a preposterous notion. Whoever uttered such nonsense?
I'm quite certain it is general knowledge.
General knowledge, eh? Well, that general needs a good talking to. Who does he think he is? Commander of my forces in India? All that sun and curry has gone to his head. Wound his turban too tight, has he? Jewel of my crown, indeed. Absurd.
From this height, the city air is almost agreeable.
Positively invigorating, Captain. See that bird over there? It's unusually high up. Wait a minute. That's Stanley with my return mate. Come here, boy. That's it. Come to Mummy. There you are. Well done. Aren't you a clever boy? You found your way back.
He's brought a message.
Here, do us the honor, Captain, and read it for us. Good boy, Stanley.
It's from Farnsworth.
This is a most positive development, sir. The Valvemen team now has its own high-speed two-way communication system.
Hear that, Stanley? You passed the test with flying colors. You're such a good little pigeon. Yes, you are.
Farnsworth writes, Your Majesty, in view of the uncustomary lateness of the hour, I tactfully and confidentially wish to inquire whether or not Your Majesty might find beneficial the addition to her supper of a potent hangover remedy.
Well, bless my soul, what cheek!
I'll say this much, Vicky. That there is a man worth holding on to.
What's that noise? Oh, goodness, it's already light. Is that you, Farnsworth? Oh, Stanley, you're still here, and in my bedroom. I'll never get rid of you now, will I, you daft bird? All right, dear fellow, give me a minute. Barely opened my eyes, and already I'm surrounded by impatient males. Where's my nightcap? There it is. And my nightie's still on. That's a good sign. Right, a bit of colour on the imperial cheeks. There, fresh as a daisy, as the theory goes. Very well, Farnsworth, you may enter.
Good morning, Your Majesty. How are we today? Sleep has met with established royal standard, I trust?
I'll let you know when I have acquired sufficient data. What time is it?
The hour of lunch is upon us, Your Majesty.
Lunch? Goodness gracious, this is embarrassing. I've slept later than a heathen. Anything happened during my slumber? Is the Empire still intact?
Quite intact, Your Majesty.
England is at peace? No news from Scotland Yard about yesterday's attack on my waiting carriage?
Alas, no news there, Your Majesty. However, I hear St. Paul's Cathedral was struck by lightning last night. Flattened the roof, according to the morning's reports.
What? Lightning flattened the roof? Oh, St. Paul's, you say? How very singular. Did you hear lightning last night, Farnsworth? I think I might have. Now you mention it. Yes. Yes, I'm sure I did.
Unusual form of lightning, by all accounts. Not the customary sharp crack one might expect. It had more of a thudding quality to it.
A thud, you say? Why, that is odd. Well, what is there to say? Atmospheric phenomena never ceases to amaze one.
How tragic that it should claim an innocent life.
Yes, indeed. What? I beg your pardon? Claim an innocent life? Someone died?
Yes, ma'am, so the papers say. Someone died.
I hope we will find this Mr. Smith in the cathedral, sir. When he gets his note from us, instead of from a carrier pigeon, he will naturally wonder what happened.
We'll just tell him we found the bird on the street with a damaged wing. As long as he gets his note, he'll be happy. Plus, this visit will give us the opportunity to inspect the damage to the roof in daylight.
Look, there is the cathedral, sir, rising up like a western temple, inspired by the incomparable and totally splendorous Taj Mahal. And, oh dear, the roof looks bad, sir.
I say, that is rather a substantial dent we caused in last night's crash, isn't it? Ouch, that will take months to repair.
And at a great cost.
The sale of a country traveler to might be necessary after all. Oh well, what's done is done. Let's get off and blend in with the crowd.
This is fine, driver, thank you.
Good Lord, what is going on here? The place is full of policemen.
I would expect to see tradesmen here, sir, but not Scotland Yard. Something serious must have happened.
Excuse me, gentlemen, you'll have to stop there, sorry. The area is sealed off.
What's happened?
A lightning strike last night caused severe damage to the dome of the cathedral.
A lightning strike? Is that so? And you need Scotland Yard here to determine that?
Normally no, sir, but as a result of the lightning, there was a fatality.
What? A fatality? Great Scott! That's terrible. Might I ask who?
Why don't you start by telling me who you are, sir?
I am Captain Emilius Gold, formerly of the Royal British Armoured Infantry, now in direct service to the Crown. And this is Banerjee, my colleague and right-hand man.
I see. And you're here on official business, Captain?
Yes, we're here to leave a personal message to a Mr. Smith, the organist here at St. Paul's. Is he here?
He's here, all right, sir. But he won't be interested in your message, I'm afraid. In fact, he won't be taking any more messages from anyone. He's dead.
Dead? How in the world?
By electrocution. He was found by the choir director this morning, lying over there at the foot of the stairs. The medical examiner believes he was here during the time of the lightning strike, which is testified in writing by an anonymous witness as having struck the roof. And as you can see, virtually destroying it.
So I see. The damage is worse than I thought. That is, worse than one would expect. My word, lightning did all that, eh?
And more. It sent a lethal current of electricity down through the metalwork and into the staircase railing, frying Mr. Smith where he stood. Not a pretty sight. We had to scrape the soles of his feet off the marble.
A perfectly awful. What a frightful shock, officer.
It was to Mr. Fortescue, the choir director. He fainted on the spot. You don't have a message for him as well, do you?
No, why? Is he...
He's fine, but no longer here. One of my men saw him home to rest and recover from the shock.
I understand. Would you please pass on our condolences to Mr. Smith's family?
I shall see to it, Captain.
The Archbishop has been notified?
On his way as we speak, sir.
Officer, here, take my card. If the family should require assistance with the cremation ritual...
Banerjee, I don't think that will be necessary, thank you. Officer, would you please show us to the vestry? We do have a message in writing for Mr. Smith. We leave it with his personal belongings. His next of kin may do with it as they see fit.
Certainly. Follow me, gents.
Oh, there you are, lads. I was wondering when you'd bother to show up.
Hello, Bill. Yes, took a bit longer than we thought. Is Her Majesty here?
Hasn't turned up yet, Captain. It'll be another few hours. Late nights are too much for the old girl. Takes it right out of her.
Just as well under the circumstances.
Get a better look at the state of the cathedral roof. Oh, you should have seen it, Bill. It is very badly damaged. I shouldn't wonder what with the airship smashing into it like that, full force. Did you see Mr. Smith at all?
We did. What was left of him, that is.
Eh? You what?
The man's dead, Bill. Electrocuted. Last night. By lightning.
Blimey. Hang on a minute. Did you say lightning? How's that possible? There was no lightning last night. That was just something Queen Vicky wrote to the bishop on that piece of paper.
Quite so. Yet the man was, without a doubt, electrocuted.
He got a proper Indian funeral without asking for it.
Thank you, Banerjee. I think Bill gets the picture. Either way, the whole thing's very suspicious, if you ask me.
What, you're saying he was done away with on purpose? Murdered?
I'll come to that. Look at this. We found more letters of correspondence in Mr. Smith's desk.
The carrier pigeon's been busy, eh?
Very. He's a mysterious character, the sender.
That Baron Geyser.
Yes, and all those curious organ modifications. I tell you, Bill, I can't make heads or tails of it.
The engineering is quite extraordinary. I never knew a church organ was so complex. But then, all I know about music is from my childhood in the suburbs of Bombay, when my brother made a tabla drum out of a chamber pot, but my sister refused to dance to it.
Yes, yes. And then there's the other, rather more delicate problem, that of the Baron's amorous designs on our queen.
He plans to woo her to the tunes of an almighty church organ.
Certainly shows a flair for the grand romantic gesture.
Women always love a courting minstrel, although a church organ's a bit of a tricky instrument to carry around. Getting it close to the Buckingham Palace balcony would present an almighty logistical challenge. Where's this chappie from, anyway?
Well, as far as we can ascertain from this intelligence, his place of residence is called Castle Guggenheim.
Guggenheim? That's got to be Germany, innit?
I expect it is, yes.
I will check my maps and confirm it. So St. Paul's Cathedral decided to go with a Kraut organ builder who just happens to have one pretty, inexplicable crush on our Vicky. And if and when she finds that out, she'll go stark raving balmy.
She will indeed. So that particular slice of information has to stay between us. Now, to Mr. Smith. There's no doubt in my mind that he was murdered by someone in the church, maybe someone who knew him, someone connected to the organ modifications. Her Majesty did not notice anything when she was down there last night, or she would have said as much. Thus, the murder took place after we again took to the skies. The killer would have come in, read the note she left in the vestry, and right there and then came up with a fiendishly clever murder plan. Kill the man, give the body electrocution burns, and hey presto, a clear-cut case of accidental death by lightning.
And the clear-cut lightning theory is accepted as fact by Scotland Yard, and there's not a thing we can say or do without implicating Her Majesty herself in the destruction of the roof of the British Empire's most holy building.
Yes, it does put us all in quite a bind, doesn't it?
Bit of a shame, that, really, thinking about it. Could have been a right lark.
Bill, this is a serious matter. We are in a very real predicament here.
Right, Gov, sorry, but Castle Guggenheim. Now, why does that ring a bell? Oh, look, here is Her Majesty's bird. Every time I see him, I feel like making chicken curry the way my mother taught me. I think he heard that. He's giving you the eye.
No. Hello there, Stanley, my little feathered friend. Had a good flight from Buckingham Palace? And I see you have a message for us. Very good. Let's see. Her Majesty writes, I've just heard the distressing news of an innocent man's death at St. Paul's Cathedral. I arrive within the hour to confer with you regarding the valve man's next step in solving this mystery. Farnsworth made cheese and pickle sandwiches for us. Have the kettle ready. Queen Vic, a.k.a. Number One.
Number One.
News travels fast to your Buckingham Palace.
Captain, I don't think we have any choice. We have to tell Her Majesty about the Baron and about the letters. And I'm afraid that includes the Baron's amorous designs on her. He's right, girl. She'll have our heads if we don't tell her everything, including all the sordid details.
Yes, we had better get the smelling salts ready.
Queen Vic and the Valvemen is written and performed by Jerry Hinshelwood and is a Hisnander Historia.se production.